Proclamation number 4026 of 20th of April, 1947. Nature of light luminaries. Angelic spirits. Childship to God. In what wealth the eternal deity radiates his strength of love into infinity, cannot be gauged by a man, as long as he is still on earth, because he only knows the invisible creations, which make up only a tiny part of the whole creation. But God sustains all creation by donation of his strength of love. Therefore countless works of creation are carriers of his strength. Countless celestial bodies carry in them embodied beings, whose life is sapped by inflows of his strength. And all these beings he gives himself to recognize as creator and sustainer, as they stand in a certain level of maturity, that gives them strength of knowledge. Mostly they are beings of high intelligence, not to be compared with the people of this earth, who are probably at a lower stage of development, however can achieve the highest possible aim, the childship to God, which is not possible to gain on other creations. However in the knowledge they are more advanced than the people of this earth. They are led by spirit beings from the realm of light and set in high knowledge. They also have the ability to use such information, and are mentally very active, because in them the concept of level symmetry is highly developed and they feel every unevenness as lack of maturity and see deficiency of value of the creatures. And they try to compensate this by transferring knowledge, given to them in the way that it is recognized and accepted by them as of divine origin. So the beings are connected to God, whom they recognize as Supreme Spirit of Eternity, love and try to adapt to his will. The way of life is also according the will of God so far, as he is not led in unkindness, but always brotherly love connect the beings among one another, who see their highest duty in it, to hand out those, who do not own, what blesses those. So they are also in a way in the light. 0/20/1947, and nevertheless they are beings, who have to mature yet, who have to walk the path to perfection yet, because what they have, is not acquired by their own willpower, but given to them as a precursor to this free test of will, so they take another course of development than the people on this earth, whose soul substances had to develop up from the depths of their past apostasy from God. There are also original spiritual beings, who are not disloyal to God, but so far have not tested the will yet, than that they are presented all the charms of the enemy by God and they are expected to make this resistance. Only then a being has taken the path to the highest perfection, if it has passed this test on earth. Countless creations exist. Countless maturity levels can be achieved by life on these creations. Countless possibilities are opened up the spiritual beings, and all are schools of spirit, but different in their effectiveness and their conditions. And God's creative will has no limits, and his thoughts lead continuously to action, to form, and his strength of love animates continuously these forms, which are only consolidated thoughts by his will. All beings of light creations are lucky, and yet the state of luck is different and limited, but suffering is only companion of the soul on earth and to a greater extent in beyond realms, where the souls dwell, who have not passed their test of earthly life, who failed in free will. While the beings of light stars God never seriously resisted and therefore suffering is kept from them, until they also take the path on the earth for passing the test of will, to achieve the highest degree of perfection. God's love, light and power fulfill the whole infinity, and incomprehensible to humans are the versatilities of creations, the life of the residents and the development opportunities, that are offered to the spiritual, to be inexpressibly blessed. The whole universe is filled with the power of God. The visible and the invisible world is product of His love will. It is created for maturing of the still imperfect spiritual and for the upward development of which, what got lost in the depth and has to return to God. But the earth is a special provision. It offers the only possibility of its embedded spirit to achieve the childship to God, the highest degree of perfection. And therefore also pure angelic spirits must go this way, to be children of God, which requires to pass a test of will, which can only be placed on earth. But then most blessed beings abide nearby God, which are perfect and can create and design in free will, which is also God's will, using the power by God, as it was primordial determination. Amen.